The powerhouse of Miss Trans Queen India, Reena Rai has gone beyond borders to amplify unheard voices and redefine inclusivity. She shares her journey of clarity, hardships, and the fight for true change. Welcome, Reena.
Thank you.
A long overdue, yes, in this, for us to work together physically.
Yes.
But we've been working
since 8 years.
Yeah, I know. Exactly when you started your journey, yes, I started mine.
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
So I want to know a little about how you came about being the founder of Miss Trans Queen, despite being a cis woman.
It's a long journey. And, everyone asks me this question, where this come from in your mind. But I would rather say that this never came in my mind. It came in my heart. When I went to one event, and which is called Hijra Habba, and I went with two of my friends, one trans woman, Vipi, and another was Sushant Divghikar. That time he was, he identified himself as a gay. And he invited me that if you want to come to this event and see what we all talk about and all. So I was very happy to join them.
I remember you talking about a lot of lives that you ended up saving. And that was actually your inspiration for Miss Trans Queen, because you wanted to give them an opportunity to do something so they don't end up in a dark zone.
Yes, actually, that's what I was telling. When the friendship grown, I got to know the darkest truth of their lives, that even their family doesn't accept them the way they are. So one day, my friend Vipi, she came to me and she said, I want to commit suicide. And I was like, what? What are you saying? She said, because nobody understands me. My parents doesn't understand me. And they took me to the doctor, and doctor told them that this is natural and they should treat me as a woman, but they are not ready to accept it. They know the fact, but they are not ready to accept it. And I cannot live like a man. And scenario for the society.
Yeah, I mean, even throughout your journey, I think there are a lot of people who are now famous, like Bonita, who's in LSD.
Yes.
Namita and Neetu RS, who are now famous actors.
Yes.
And they've only reached that accomplishment because of you, right? I hope so.
I don't know about me, but the platform has given them wings.
Yes.
And I believe that Miss Trans Queen India has transformed many lives of many trans women. Not only the winners have got something good in their life, but people who came as a participant, they have achieved so much in their life. They're working in their region as a leading actresses in a regional movies, and people have joined politics also. Or I think the biggest achievement of this platform is that the parents who have thrown them out just by saying that you are a shame to our family, they took them back in their family as a woman, as their daughter, and I think that is incredible achievement for me.
I have entire purpose of this podcast is to comprehend why and how people go beyond a border. And of course, you're the perfect example for it. So can you just explain to me what was that moment where you finally felt like, of course, you already thought about the fact that you want to go beyond the border and as a cis woman help not only trans women, but anybody who's in the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
When is it that you actually you've gone beyond the border?
So when initially I was thinking of doing something for the community, and I decided I'm going to do a pageant for a trans woman, and I have few fellows, friends with me who were helping me at that time, and they said we all get together and do this. And exactly after 1 month, we all were on the same table, and they were like, we cannot. This is not our cup of tea, and we should not get in to that zone where we are tabbing this kind of topic, where it's a taboo for a for our family also, like when we'll say ki we are working for a trans women or LGBT community, my family is going to question me, why are you doing that? Because they will think maybe I am also from the community. So I said, no, it's not that. You know, I just want to give them a platform where they can showcase their talent. And they said ki we cannot. There were five people with me. And they said ki we cannot. We will be doing a cisgender woman pageant, which will be normal and which will be more easy, and it will be easy for us to make money also. So I said, no, if I'm doing a pageant for a trans woman, otherwise I'm not doing anything. So they asked me, and one of them asked me, can you do it alone? Because we are not coming with you. And that moment I get up from the table and said, I will show you and I will do it all alone by myself. Mm-hmm. And that actually motivated me. And, you know, wo jo ek aag jo dil mein lagni hoti hai na, jo chingari jo bhadakni hoti hai, wo main us din se, us moment se mere andar, you know, started, you know, firing that ki mujhe ab karke hi dikhana hai. I want to prove every one of them that what I am doing is something which society deserve to know, hai na? And from there, I started working on Miss Trans Queen India.
I mean, as we go like beyond the border, we always have hurdles. Actually, the hurdles are what makes the destination even more exciting and makes us stronger when we reach there, right? So what are like the two hurdles, like one while you were in the journey, and also the toll that was taken on you, like personally, because of course I've witnessed that myself. So I would like to know that, like, for our audience.
Yes. So definitely my first hurdle was that being a cisgender woman, when I'm doing for something for the community, people were not able to believe that I'm not from the community. People keep asking me, are you lesbian?
Yeah.
Are you trans women? Not even a general people, but the media has asked me this question.
I remember I did that to you as well. The first time we had a conversation, remember, back in 2017. So I was like, when did you decide to become a trans woman? And you're like, I'm not.
Yes.
And that was a shocker.
So that's what I realize. You know, people believe that ki not a cisgender woman can do this. Only a community can help the community. And that's what I wanted to, break. The stereotype and tell that ki being as a woman, if I am standing with the community, doesn't mean that I am from the community. So I was doing it for the whole society, because meri jaisi maa hi to janam deti hai na aise bachcho ko. And agar main khadi hokar agar bacche ko ye nahi samjhaungi kya sahi hai kya galat, to fir kya fayda hai. So definitely mera first hurdle to yahi tha ki main cisgender community se thi aur main LGBT के लिए काम करना चाहती थी. एंड देन द सेकेंड हर्डल वॉज द कम्युनिटी जिसके लिए मैं काम कर रही हूँ. दे डोंट बिलीव मी दैट आई एम डूइंग समथिंग गुड फॉर देम. यू नो समटाइम इट हैपन्स, यू नो क्या होता है कि सदियों से आपको दबाया जा रहा है, पीपल आर जस्ट pressing you and doing things where you feel that you are not noticed, you are not part of the community, society. And suddenly koi aata hai aur bolta hai main aapke liye kaam karungi. Aur jab aisa lagta hai ki nahi, somebody is slapping and ekdam se somebody came and so that trust issue is there with the community. And people kept telling me ki why she's doing it, she's not from the community, she cannot understand the pain of the community, they using my community. And
there were some big names as well, right, who you approached to help, and they boycotted your help just because you're not in the community.
So I am mostly boycotted from the community events, you know. Agar aap aaj utha kar dekhenge to maine jo kaam kiya hai wahan ek major chunk of trans women who are known in the society is from Miss Trans Queen India. Theek hai. the whole world has appreciated my work, but when it come to the community, nobody want to even call me for any event. You know, I don't know for what reason they don't want to invite me, or they don't want to know my experience, for I don't know. But in this journey of inclusion, I felt excluded many times, and it was very disheartening. And you know, sometimes it breaks my heart, and I feel, you know, why I'm doing it, you know. And I have given everything to this platform. When I was creating this platform, I have taken money from people, bolte na back borrow, and what is the third word?
Steal.
So I have done it for this, and for 8 years I've been working on this, and I've been trying constantly to change the perception of people, and I'm very proud that I have changed it.
We are proud of you as well, of course.
Thank you. And yeah. I feel very proud, because when I look back and see from where I've started, where people don't want to, you know, even talk to a trans woman, to now when my girl has come in a Bollywood movie as a leading actress, you know. So I think I have came a long way, you know. Jo mera vision tha, jo mera thought tha ki, you know, my tagline, my first Miss Trans Queen tagline was inclusion and empowerment. So that actually happened after Trans Queen India. And if you Google about Trans Queen India, you will see the names of people who have achieved so much after, you know, coming to the platform. And I'm very happy. Or hota hai na ki ek ship hoti hai aur wo chalti jati hai, us pe chidiyan aati hain, baithti hain aur apna jo unko kaam karna hota hai karti hain aur chali jati hain. But I'm very happy they are flying on their own.
Lately, I've noticed that you are having a hard time with everything. And like, of course, we go a mile extra because we want to keep ourselves happy. Hmm. And everything comes with a downside as well. But we have to stop when it starts taking a toll. So do you think that this is something that now you're going to stop and maybe look into other aspects? Or are you going to continue with this?
Few months back, things happened with me which made me think that what I am doing, I am constantly trying to change the perception of the society for the community, but the community is not ready to believe, you know. They keep, you know, questioning my intentions. They keep telling that I'm making money, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But I want to ask every one of them, tell me one person who works for free. When I do a pageant, and when I, you know, do things, I have to pay money to people. And if I am I'm creating such kind of platform which has given them so much, you know, they have got movies, they have got docu-life series, they you know, big things they have got. So even if I make money, what's wrong in that? You know, and I now promised myself that if this thing helped me, if this thing is helping the community, it should help me also. You know, people are saying I'm making money. I want to make money now.
Yeah, okay.
I want to make money, and I want to tell people that there is a pink money exist in this world. And if you believe in the community, and if you put your money in the community, you will get profit out of it. ठीक है. सो अब मेरा ये बहुत क्लियर थॉट प्रोसेस है. अगर सबको लगता है मैं पैसे कमा रही हूँ और मैं ये सब चीज़ें कर रही हूँ, तो ठीक है, लगने दो. पर अब मैं, यू नो, आई विल नॉट लेट देम पुल मी डाउन.
इट्स लाइक वी आर ऑलवेज फीलिंग बैड बिकॉज वी फील दैट ट्रांस वुमेन और ट्रांसजेंडर्स इन जनरल आर लेफ्ट विद नो चॉइस बट लाइक ईदर बेग, और बिकॉज वी हैव सच ग्रेट, I would say, I'm not sure if I can call it respect, but we definitely give them like a high stature when it comes to religion. So that's why their blessings are very important to us. So do you think that some people just don't want to get out of it, while we might feel that they don't have an option. They might have an option, like you gave them one, but they just don't want to get out of that scenario.
I believe that, you know, जो चीज़ें बहुत पहले से चलती आ रही हैं उन्हें चेंज होने में टाइम लगेगा, ठीक है. एंड वेन वी टॉक अबाउट द अपॉर्चुनिटीज़, इट जस्ट स्टार्टेड. इट्स नॉट समथिंग इट्स कमिंग फ्रॉम ईयर्स एंड ईयर्स. दैट जो आप बोल रहे हैं कि यू नो मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम दिस हैपन्स, ईदर वी पुट देम ऑन अ पेडेस्टल और वी जस्ट ट्रीट देम बैडली. The need of an hour is to treat them equal, okay? And definitely there are people who are into that profession or these things where they don't want to come out from the, you know, that comfort zone. But yes, now the opportunities are coming. Now people are studying and, you know, concentrating on their education. Things will definitely change, but it will take time. तो मैंने मतलब इस दौरान मैंने बहुत सारी चीज़ें देखी, लाइक देर आर पीपल ऑन द स्ट्रीट हु आर बैगिंग एंड यू नो जैसे शुरू से बोला जाता है इधर दे आर सेक्स वर्कर्स और मे बी बैगर्स, बट यहाँ पे भी बहुत सारी चीज़ें हो रही हैं. मैंने सुना है कि जो टोली बधाई करते हैं उनको वहाँ पर उनसे भी बहुत कुछ कराया जाता है और इट्स काइंड ऑफ माफिया, है ना. और मतलब देर आर पीपल हु डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू इट, बट उनके पास कोई चॉइस ही नहीं होती टू, दे डोंट नो वेयर टू गो. यू नो जब वेन अ पर्सन लीव्स देयर हाउस बिकॉज देयर फैमिली इज़ नॉट सपोर्टिंग दैम, दे गो एंड जॉइन दोज ग्रुप्स हु आर फ्रॉम द कम्युनिटी. बट I have heard and I have been told by many of my trans women friends that even there it is a mafia thing, you know, they make them beg and they make them do sex work, but maybe not everyone is like that, but there are people who are forcing them into a wrong activities. So we need to have more options and we need to have more people who can support these people so that they don't have to go to places where they are not there, wo sab wo protection nahi mile aur wo you know wo sab na mile jo jiski soch se wo wahan pahunchte hain.
So despite the hardships, I know that you're not going to leave this behind and you're going to continue crossing the borders. So what are your new projects? Anything that we can expect in 2025 which is exciting?
So definitely, मैंने भी बहुत बार सोचा है कि मैं अभी ये नहीं करूँगी और रोई हूँ और फिर दूसरे दिन उठ के अगर कि मैं नहीं करूँगी तो कौन करेगा. तो डेफिनेटली आई एम प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर द सीज़न 6 ऑफ मिस ट्रांस क्वीन इंडिया एंड दिस टाइम आई रियली वॉन्ट टू डॉक्यूमेंट इट. डेफिनेटली माई जर्नी टू वर्ड इंक्लूजन कीप गोइंग ऑन. आई विल कीप गोइंग टू कॉलेजेस, स्कूल्स, यूनिवर्सिटीज, कॉपरेट्स एंड वेर एवर आई विल गेट द चांस एंड जेंडर सेंसिटाइज पीपल, बिकॉज if you tell right thing at right age, things will be very different and very inclusive, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also seeing around, like on social media and other places, that at a very young age, they are now being taught like good touch and bad touch, which I remember back in school, I had like shit, no idea of what this is. And now they know, like they come up and they say, like even if they can't say it in full sentences, they'll be like, oh, like XYZ is bad touching me.
Yes.
And so I think like that's really important.
Yes, very, very important. You know, I really want to share this, that when I go to schools, when I go to colleges, I feel our youth is more inclusive than our people who has you know,
it's a Gen Z thing, I think.
Yes,
now, right?
Like, yes,
I think social media,
they are very, and my everything. Daughter my itself says that ki I don't let anybody bully my friends, and you know, I her friends came out to her and you know, so I believe that gender sensitization is the most important part of making community or making society inclusive. So I keep doing that and I keep doing a great work.
So now in our last segment, which we're going to start, is now how people who are inspirations and have gone beyond the borders would like to inspire people who now would like to go beyond borders in any field or in any section. So can you like just tell us in two lines, anybody who's hearing and wishes to go that extra mile to make a difference in today's world, like what would your advice be or anything that they can learn from your mistakes?
So I will say that, you know, if somebody want to do something for others, then they should keep their ears, you know, close and focus on their goal, because there are people who are going to tell you this is not right, this is wrong, you are mad, you are idiot who is doing this. But you have to focus on your goal. Like if you have seen horse, they have this
blinders
in this, and they are focused where what they want to do.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell that if you want to go beyond the borders, if you want to break the barriers, you have to listen to your inner voice. Forget everyone. Just if you know this is right, then go for it, and don't worry about others' judgment, because they keep saying they say kuch to log kahenge, logo ka kaam hai kehna. So
thank you so much.
Aap apna kaam karte jaye aur aage badhte jaye.
Thank you so much, Reena. I think this is fabulous. And I'm always inspired by you, and I'll continue to be inspired by you for the rest of my life.
Thank you.
And I hope we can work together.
Definitely, yes? definitely.
It was a pleasure.
Same.
Okay, ciao. Thank you so much for staying until the end. To help us continue these conversations, please subscribe on YouTube and like and follow on Instagram and Spotify.